Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference call for the 13th day of May, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is, it is a mind game. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelites of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambeth. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody that jumps in and joins the call will be muted automatically until such time as you indicate to me you wish to speak. On a phone, you would do that by pressing star 6. If you're on your computer, there should be a button that says ask question, and that will flag me to unmute your phone. Let's see here. Okay, Angel, thank you. Got that message. The sound is coming through good, and we're always appreciative of that. This is critical information now due to some things that have been happening for the past 48 hours. I set the website up a long time ago because TalkShoe betrayed us and took down 8 years' worth of shows. Just erased them. Praise Yahweh. We had people warning us for months ahead of time that they might do that, and so we had backed up all of the shows. But the point of it is that was 8 years' worth of material just vanished. So PastorDan.net is the website that I set up for hosting archives and trying to be a central point to let you folks know what's going on. It was also a vehicle to allow you to know how to help us out financially if you wish to. I've had to change that recently. PayPal is behaving much like the Jews of the past when they used to clip the coins. That was called clipping. That was a very serious crime back in the day, by the way. In some areas, it was actually a capital offense. But if you look at your quarters today, you'll see ridges along the edges. That was so they could tell if somebody clipped the coin. And so clipping, the Jews used to get silver and gold coins coming through their shops and different things like that. Well, they'd sit down and they would take an object, a very sharp object, obviously, and they would just slice off a portion of the coin, and they would accumulate that, and that would give them free money, free gold and silver. So coin clipping was pretty serious. Well, today in the digital world, they do it by hiding, taking funds out of your account and hiding it under various names. Like in my case, it was payment fees. And then when I caught them on it and called them to task on it, they tried to him-haw around and say, well, you know, we have to make a profit. I said, yeah, you do make a profit. Every time somebody donates, you clip off a little bit. Every time a vendor sells something like on eBay and they use PayPal, you clip off a little bit. So now you've got this whole other fee that pops up on there, and you're clipping quite a bit, actually, on some months, not all months. So anyway, long story short, I don't want to use PayPal any longer. I've tried to put a message out to the handful of folks that are helping us out on a monthly basis. And any new people that might be interested in helping out, I put a message on the first page of the website that just basically says, contact me, and I will let you know how to help us. I have not been able to figure out how to let folks use a credit or debit card if they wish. I'm not sure I even want to do that. I think part of what's going on right now is Yahweh is trying to hammer it into the heads of his Israelite people that we went way off the track in this modern age. We've been following materialism and the Jew dollar for so long that we forgot how to do things in a more simplistic and basic way. So I'm kind of thinking that I'll just stick with the old-fashioned way. If you wish to help by check, money order, or cash, I can tell you where to send it, and I'll get it. If not, well, then fine. You know, it's not that big a deal. I never did start this as a money-making operation anyway. I said I would do it as long as the Father gave me breath and the opportunity to speak, and I would do it. So anyway, for those that noticed the difference on the first page, that's what that's all about, okay? I'm not going to deal with PayPal and their cheating ways any longer. Ralph says here, yep, you're right, Pastor Dan. Thought Bob Jones really put it out there on his last show. Also, Dan, could someone buy an Amazon card and email the number on it? You could then access it on the redemption site. Oh, yeah, anything like that would work. Sure, gift cards, Amazon or anything like that. Sure. You know, if anything, what's happening now in a way is kind of interesting because what it's doing is forcing us to think outside the box. And I gotta tell you, we're better than they are. We're smarter, we're more motivated, we're moral. Okay, we're not the losers in this thing, folks. We're the winners. We're the winners. And so I started thinking about that. Maybe that happened to me. Maybe I got too complacent, too lackadaisical, and I wasn't watching PayPal the way I should. I keep a spreadsheet, and I didn't notice that every time my balance was coming in arrears, I just thought I made a mistake. It wasn't a large amount of money, and again, that's just like the Jews, and they're clipping, okay, and just like they're tearing down our institutions like education and medical, they do it by gradualism. That's why Christ said, beware the leaven of the Jewish Pharisees, which is what? A leavening process, which is a small, almost imperceptible change. Small, almost imperceptible clippings from the coins. Small, almost imperceptible deductions from your PayPal account. And so I refuse to use them. So anyway, for the folks that do want to help, there, just contact me, but whatever way you want. If you've got my personal information, call me or text me, email me, whatever, and we'll figure something out. Okay, think outside the box. That's the whole thing. They're making it difficult for us to get our supplies and different things through the big box stores like Walmart and all that. Well, let's think outside the box. Aren't we better than that? Go find your local butchers, your local farmers, your local ranchers. Make arrangements with them. Like back home in where I grew up, you know, the Amish. We used to go down to the Amish and buy their stuff all the time. It was better quality anyway. And we knew the farmers and ranchers, they were friends. So we knew the animals were humanely taken care of. We knew the food was of high caliber and high quality. Okay, so let's think outside the box from here on out. So long story short, PastorDan.net, I set that up as a place to go as we saw YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all these Jewish-run organizations clamping down with their censorship. Well, here lately, I've been having trouble with Gmail, a lot of trouble with anybody that's got a Gmail account, and now lately, even Yahoo. First of all, Yahoo was trying to put roadblocks up to a lot of the bulk mail, and here lately, I found out some malware was coming into my computer when I was logged in on Yahoo. Not necessarily Yahoo Mail, anything to do with Yahoo. So I'm trying to get away from Yahoo. For you folks that have been used to me sending you lots of information, that's going to slow down tremendously. Personal notes, I'll still email personal notes. But as far as sending out a lot of like funny memes and stuff like that, that's going to shrink down now because I'm wasting way too much of my time trying to get around all their roadblocks. So since I have the website, I'm going to use it even more than I have. And there are pages on the website that I set up for you folks in particular, and that's the Daily Mail page. So just go to PastorDan.net. At the top of the page, you'll see Daily Mail. And you can go there, and I'll list the items that I think are pertinent for folks that might want to go and check it out, okay? So the Daily Mail page. And then there's a page called News and More, which is kind of like long-term items. So Daily Mail would be like up-to-date and short-term news items, where News and More would be things that would be appropriate for a length of time. I also have a page called South Africa, where anything I'm hearing about what's going on there from our good friend Jan Lamprecht and the different folks I know there, I put that up there. Two pages called Article 1, Article 2. That's any kind of good articles like John Kaminsky writes or John Rappaport or Dr. Mercola, things like that. I'll put them up there. I have a page dedicated to John Kaminsky because he puts out a lot of stuff and it's usually right on the money. I have a page called Health. That's, again, where I put anything that's coming down the pike that affects health that I think you might want to know. I have a POW page where we have white men and women that have been trapped in the system. For instance, Matt Hale. I've got contact information for Matt Hale there. And we certainly would appreciate anybody contacting him. He spent 14 years in prison already and never committed a crime. How would you like that? How would you like to spend 14 years of your life in prison, solitary confinement, most of it, simply because you're a white man who sticks up for the white rights? How would you like that? Anyway, a page called Buyers and Sellers, that's again, if I know there's any Israelites that have any kind of a home business or whatever, I'll advertise it there. There's a Contact Us page. Again, if you want to contact me by email, there's how to do it. The Call Schedule page is where we put these calls, and Dan from Georgia and I are on Thursday nights at 8. The information is there on the page on how to log into his show, which is a different access code than this one. And if you're logging on via your computer, it has a different ID number. So don't go to my page expecting to hear Dan and I. You got to go to his page for Biblical Truths on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. I'm not going to send out the email notice anymore about the show because, again, you can go to this call schedule page at the bottom of the page. The whole instruction sheet that I send out is right there, and it tells you the phone number to call, access code, how to join the meeting, how to ask questions, and all that. So again, let's use the tools that he gave us because the easy ones like Yahoo and Gmail are being tampered with all the time. And it's very frustrating. Another page you might be interested in is one called Lock and Load, where I put anything that has to do with weapons and ammunition. I have another page called YT Suggestions. That stands for YouTube Suggestions, at least for now. Eventually, that'll go to BitChute and other suggestions there because YouTube is censoring heavily. I have a page called The Reading List, which is all the good books and tracks that I find. And then I've got a page for Dan from Georgia called Biblical Truths. Again, that'll be a place where I reiterate how you can go to his page on free conference call. You can go to that phone number and access the show with his access number. And it also, at the bottom of that page, is a link to the archives of the past shows. So again, that's called Biblical Truths. And so please utilize that page as much as possible, that website and the page, because, again, emailing is becoming very difficult and taking up a lot of my time. And the malware took me hours and hours to figure out how to get it off my computer earlier today. So a little bit of change of tactics here on our side. They keep throwing curveballs at us, and we're just going to shorten up the grip on our baseball bat, and we're still going to get our hits. For you baseball players, you know what I'm talking about. It's just a sign that we're over the target. We're getting flack. The pushback over this fake and phony pandemic is growing leaps and bounds. There was a gigantic rally in Germany recently. All over the world, people are rising up. So this is the chaotic period that we've been talking about for a long time, folks. You know, the great shaking in the heavens and the earth. And many months ago, we did a show, and I told you about the Greek word study in that, in those verses. The Greek words that were used, it's not just natural things like volcanoes and hurricanes. The Greek words that were used are talking about political upheaval as well. Okay, so it's not just that. It's political and it's geological. So keep that in mind. So the agenda for tonight, and again, if anybody wants to call in and join, certainly feel free to do so. But the agenda is to let you know that what's being played out in front of us right now is a great big stage production. This is a great big put-on stage production. This is a fantasy. This is illusion. If anything, what's happening right now is telling us who the people are that are, I don't want to say weak-minded, but they're carnal-minded. They're not biblically based. They're carnal. And they watch a lot of the Talmud vision. A lot of the flat screens, we talked about the flat screens, are the modern equivalent to the image controlled by the beast. Okay, the more time spent in front of these screens, the less people are able to think for themselves. And it's evident. It's evident. People that don't get absorbed into the beast's image, they're able to see through the deceptions and lies. The people that don't, that do follow, I should say, do watch these screens, they're just, it's almost like they're a zombie. You know, did you ever look at them? They got that deer in the headlight look. They're just frozen. There's stark terror about everything. About everything. It's really amazing to see it. I told the security guard, he's a black guy, that the dangers of wearing that mask, and yet every day I walk by, he's still wearing the mask. And I'm sure they tied it to his job. You know, you got to make sure you put the mask on, blah, 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 go along with this whole stage production, or it'll cost your job. It's like that police officer who made that video saying, hey, what's going on with my fellow police officers and sheriff's deputies? What's going on? You know what they're having us do is not right. It's not constitutional. And even if there were no constitution, they don't have the authority. They were never given the authority in a matter of medical to do what they're doing. Our medical health care is our business. I warned about this clear back when Clinton was in, and then the Bushes, and even under Obama when Obamacare. Did you see how they played us? They played us. They put up something so abysmal that we balked at it and we fought about it, that we didn't want Obamacare, so we accepted an alternative. But the whole point was, at that time, it should have been saying, government, you don't have a right in health care, period. Obamacare be damned. No health care program sponsored by government is acceptable. None. It's not your job. But you see, politicians can't help sucking up power, because along with the power, then they can charge money for it. They can get even more taxes. And always we get maybe 10%. If they get $1,000 in taxes, you're lucky if $100 goes towards what it's supposed to. You're lucky. $900 will go to their pet projects or into their pockets or into the bankers. It'll all, just like right now, stimulus money. What are we getting? We're getting less than 10% of that. Where's the rest of it going? Pet projects, black ops, bankers' pockets, Jews running off to Israel and South America. It's almost anywhere, but it's not going to you and me. Big business, big corporations, and big banks. They're all part of it together. It's all great. It's all great big show. It's all created in a computer anyway, so they could have given a stimulus package of $60 trillion, or they could have made it $600 trillion, an unimaginable amount of money, if it was real money. But it's not. It's just digits floating around in a computer. They could have made it quadrillions of dollars. You see what I'm saying? It's just a matter of punching the keys on the computer. Just like the scripture said, we've been sold into slavery and bondage without a price. That's a biblical way of saying you were basically bought as a slave for nothing. Because it's magical digits in a computer. And because this is a mind game, you believe the government has a right to do this. It's what you believe. No, they don't. No, they don't. In fact, there's a law called Bernard's Law that says when the people control the money, they control the government. But when the government controls the money, they control the people. And look what's happening right now. Why are sheriffs, deputies, and police officers doing things that they know damn well they have no right to do? Because their jobs are being threatened. Why are stores going along with this nonsense? Because their finances are being threatened. Or they're being threatened with fines from the local government. And I like the video that was put out by Brian at High Impact Vlogs, where he talked about the world is run by the C students. In other words, not your A+, A students, or even B students. Your mediocre C students run the world. Your bureaucrats, most of your bureaucrats. These unelected bureaucrats that are pushing this stuff. Okay? C students at best. That's why the very word bureaucrat, when you look it up in the Webster's Dictionary, it's kind of cute. It says a public servant who does the same thing day in and day out without intelligence. Right there in Webster's Dictionary, without intelligence. That's a bureaucrat, okay? Country is run, this cacistocracy is run by bureaucrats, meaning your low IQ, C or D students, and all of us producers, the A and B students, feel and are being led to believe that these C and D students have a right to control us. I got news for you. No, they don't. First of all, the Bible and our Heavenly Father says they don't have a right. Constitution says they don't have a right. And plain old logic says it right. Ralph says he thinks it was the Florida Maquis. Maybe it was. I like both of those guys, so it could have been either one. I usually watch whatever Florida Maquis puts out, or Brian at High Impact Vlogs. Both of those guys are stellar guys as far as I can tell anyway. I may not agree with them 1,000%, but they put out some pretty damn good stuff, pretty hard hitting. And so it could have been Florida Maquis, but it was one of the two, Florida Maquis or Brian at High Impact Vlogs. So the C students. Yeah, I think it was the Florida Maquis now that I think about it. C students, because he just put out a video about the truth about Venezuela. And in Venezuela, if you don't really know what's going on, go to his channel and look at a couple of his latest videos about the truth of how Venezuela and Colombia, how we did them dirty and how the things down there really got to be the way they are and what's really going on there. Because once again, the major mainstream news media is lying to you. How many times have we talked about that? Mainstream media could not tell you the truth if you walked onto the stage and put a gun to their heads. They're incapable. They're whores. Okay? You dangle the carrot in front of them, you dangle a paycheck in front of them, and these whores will do literally anything their masters ask of them. They're all prostitutes. Every single one of them. And I'm not leaving groups like Fox News out either. They're all whores. They'll do whatever the person that signs that paycheck tells them to do. So are you going to trust that? Yeah, Ralph, I got it, buddy. Now, that I just saw that on. I have not looked into it, but Ralph is putting a link to a BitChute video that says the lockdown in effect till mid-August. Folks, it's never going to end. All right, I hope you understand that. This is the New World Order's push. Now, a lot of people, they think that's scary, but we've been talking about this for decades. We've been talking about putting away some provisions, getting yourself in a situation where you can defend your home, okay, et cetera, et cetera. We've been talking about it. Well, it's here. A lot of people say, oh, Dan, that'll never happen. There'll never be an economic problem in the United States. We're just too big and we're too powerful. Really? Guess what? You're under martial law right now. And you think it's going to come to an end. Got news for you. No, it's not. The end, not the end that you think it's going to come about anyway. Let me put it that way. The end of life in America as you knew it. Yeah, that's probably true. Is there going to be a new normal? If the antichrists get their way, you better believe it, and it's not going to be pretty. Now, there could be a new normal the other way around if the righteous stand up and take a hold of things. Guess what? Then Revelation comes into play. Then Obadiah and Ezekiel come into play. Do they not? Malachi comes into play, and guess what? We do have a new normal. It's called a new heaven and a new earth, where Yahweh can reign supreme, and this poor earth is rid of these monsters, these miscreants that run around, these socialist, Zionist, communist dogs are rounded up and put down, as rabid dogs are supposed to be, put down. You can't deal with a rabid dog. Where in history? I grew up in the country. If a dog got rabies, they took it out back and shot it. You can't deal with the dog. Okay? Haven't you noticed these communists? The people with CNN, ABC, NBC, the night talk shows, the pedophiles. Do any of them look like they have any intentions of repenting of the way they are? No, they're pushing harder and harder. Harder and harder. Okay? When Trump, Ralph says here, when Trump said a couple years ago the storm is coming, he meant this is not getting rid of, wait a minute, it meant this not getting rid of the church. Okay, Ralph, I have no idea what you're saying there. See, when Trump, couple years ago, the storm is coming. Okay, I'm still not getting it. I'm not sure exactly what you meant there. I don't trust anybody in Washington, D.C. I don't trust anybody in the state governments. They're all compromised, folks. That's how we got to where we are. And those of us that have been trying to warn about the selling of our jobs overseas, the moving of manufacturing out, raw materials being gathered from foreign areas. Now we're telling our ranchers and meat producers not to produce meat because they want to starve you. Wait a minute. Oh, but the Chinese imports have gone up dramatically. What, you can't see the handwriting on the wall? They're driving the small middle of America, the middle class, right out of the picture. everybody will be in the lower levels from this point on. That's the new normal. The elite's at the top. Everybody else is a servant, a slave. And they'll let those of you live and have food and electricity and water that they think are, quote, essential. See, they're getting you used to that, right? Essential. So what's essential? What they say is essential. How do you like that? How do you like a bunch of pedophiles and satanic, blood-drinking, flesh-eating carnivores who are demented and sick in the head? How do you like them making the decision whether or not your child is essential, whether or not your job is essential, whether or not you deserve to have a house, whether or not you deserve to be fed? How do you like that, folks? That's where we're at. I hope you understand that's where we're at. They're not going to go away. They may have started all this with the idea that we'll test it. That could be. It could be that it was meant to be a test run, figuring 10 years from now they'll actually pull the hammer. But I think they figured out that our people are so gullible. There are so many brain-dead lemmings on this earth that they felt that they could just go ahead and push it through right now. It's either that or they're paranoid, which Yahweh says in the through the prophets, he'd put a hook in their jaw and pull them forward ahead of time. They got paranoid because of the Great Awakening and all of the Second Amendment rallies and the state secessionist movement that was starting. That paranoia set in and they had to pull the plug early. You see, if they waited another 10 years, they probably could have pulled it off without a hitch. Right now, there's a big struggle going on, as there are still enough awake people and still enough testosterone that could give them trouble. Oh, okay, now I understand, Ralph. Ralph said here, when Trump talked about a coming storm, it was about the plandemic and not about draining the swamp. Well, that's obvious, Ralph. You're right. He never intended to drain a swamp. That's bullshit, because the swamp's still there, still operating fine. How do you think this has all come about? How could you get all this across the world, not just here in the States? How could you do that if the cabal wasn't there? Okay? There was no draining of the swamp. It's all show, folks. Epstein killing himself, show. Las Vegas shooting, show. Oklahoma City bombing, show. 9/11 Twin Towers and Building 7, show. Pentagon, show. It's all just a great big show. They're pulling off their takedown, just like they killed the officers doing the investigation in the Pentagon. I'm shocked that where's our military? Okay, they killed officers. But then again, our military helped hide the USS Liberty that was strafed and bombed and torpedoed by the Israelis back in the 1960s. So our military's full of horrors too. And you think our military's not going to help trying to take your guns away and stick you with a vaccine that will poison you and track you? You think the military's going to stop this? They're whores. Every military man with a paycheck or a pension is a whore to some degree. Now, we thank God above. We have military and police who are willing to, like that officer out there in Washington State, they're willing to say, my conscience and my soul mean more than that paycheck. But a lot of our military that's still on the dole have been bought off because it's going to cost you. Colonel Potter lost his pension. Kevin Shipp lost his pension from the CIA. I believe Robert David Steele, I don't know if he's still getting his or not. Probably not. If you're going to tell the truth, if you're going to stand for righteousness, don't count on the system supporting you. And I got to tell you, a lot of people, they're not willing to make that sacrifice. But here's the good news. If you're willing to go back to the good old days, if you're willing to minimalize, get rid of all that excess junk in your life, If you're willing to change your diet and your habits, guess what? Father can turn this right around and make it for a benefit for his children. Because already I hear from people all the time, they want to get back onto a family farm. They want to come out of Babylon. They're reading the Bible. They're paying attention to their children. They're getting more concerned. And men are actually growing their balls back. Can you believe it? So there is hope. It's all a matter of perspective. Again, it's all a mind game. When the book in Revelation talks about the mark of the beast, and I noticed the guys on Coach Dave Live were talking about this today, it says that if you accept the mark, you cannot buy and sell. Well, folks, you cannot buy and sell in the beast system. Doesn't mean that you and I can't buy and sell amongst ourselves. It doesn't mean we can't start new communities. It doesn't mean we can't do like the Amish do. Do you think the Amish give a damn about these Jewish Bolsheviks and their phony baloney money system? Hell no. They've operated the same way for hundreds of years. Why? Because they never bought into all this. Now, a few Amish have gotten into some modern stuff, and they may have gotten a loan, but the Amish at least know how to go right straight back to the old ways without a hitch. Without a hitch. My point being, if you're of the right mindset and you understand that it's the trinkets that Babylon is offering you. In fact, the book of Revelation has an interesting way of putting it. It says that the rulers of the earth and the merchants were drunk on the wine of her fornications and rich from her delicacies. Delicacies. If you look that up in the Greek, it's talking about people that are entrapped with all of this sexual and deviant lifestyle, all of this opulence. How many people do you know are driving around in cars that they don't really deserve? Because they went out and signed a great big, got big loan and got in debt. They didn't earn it. They didn't save for it. How many people live in a house probably 10 times bigger than they actually need, or 5 times bigger? How many people have closets full of clothes that they don't even wear? You see my point? That's the trap that the Antichrist set for our people. Just like when he took the Christ up on that mountain, he said, I will give you all of this. And he laid it all out there. There's a Bentley car you can drive, or a Lamborghini. Here's a great big 10,000 square foot opulent house. And there's a gigantic pool. And I've got all these rich foods, no nutrition in it, but ultra rich foods from the markets. All these wonderful things that Babylon can put into your possession for you there, buddy. What do you say? All you got to do is worship me. Give your obedience to me. That's what he's telling each of you. That's what he's telling me and each of you. Same thing. Okay? So when it says that if you don't accept the mark of the beast, you can't buy or sell, that means in their system. Are we supposed to be in their system? Last time I checked, it says, come out of her, my people. Right? Isn't that what it says? Come out of her, my people, that you do not suffer her plagues. Now, that's a little bit of a prophetic verse there. What do you think's coming down the pike real soon? Okay, the Antichrist thinks he's got all the money wrapped up. He's got us on the run, blah, 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 blah. What do you think's coming down the pike next for these assholes? The plagues. Not only the plagues of their lifestyles and what it's going to do to them physically, but the plagues that is going to come upon them mentally and spiritually. Father Yahweh is not to be mocked. And they're mocking him and his people like there's no tomorrow right now. Right now. So we look like we're the oppressed and we're being pressed down. And we are. But what's it say about the overcomers? Those that hold on to the end are what? victorious. You don't ever give up, folks. Don't ever give up. Stop focusing in on what's going on around you so much. Look inwardly. Look inwardly. Okay? Our Father will not forsake us. Go back and read Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a soldier's psalm. Right now, our men are in training to be warriors, all right? Because we are going to take the battlefield. Oh, I know, we don't look like much right now, but let me tell you, there's a point in time coming when our men are going to rise up, and they'll be the warriors that we were always meant to be. And I'm going to tell you something, we're going to kick some ass. And they know that. Scripture also tells us that when Satan and his kids that are running this show realize their time is short, their wrath would be great. When you look at that piece of shit Fauci on the TV screen, you're looking straight into the eyes of Nakash Satan himself. When that woman Burks gets up there, same thing. You're looking straight into the eyes, lifeless, soulless eyes of a miscreant for the New World Order. You're looking straight into it. When you hear their scratchy, sickening voices spewing out their lies, you're hearing straight from the mouth of the Antichrist. Because you got to remember, Antichrists, plural, Paul told us they were here already. So did John. Okay? There are many Antichrists, which is the children, the bastard children of this Nakash, were already at work 2,000 years ago. They're already at work everywhere here today. Okay, again, when Fauci and Burks and any of these other sycophants get up there, they are just doing what they're paid to do. They got no soul. They're psychopaths. They got no remorse, no empathy for mankind. They don't give a shit that people are killing themselves. SGT Report just put out a video where he interviewed the girlfriend that lost her boyfriend. He committed suicide all over what's going on right now. So don't tell me innocent lives haven't been lost over this. These people are murderers. And anybody that supports these clowns is a murderer. And that goes all the way to the White House. If the White House isn't going to fix this, then they're part of it. So every branch of our government in Washington, D.C. is corrupt. Every branch is corrupt because they're not fighting it. They're all whores. Ralph says, this is the equivalent to being excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church when it ruled the world. Amen. We should be excommunicated from it. And he says, I pray that Yahweh uses the animal kingdom to help destroy the beast, that is birds ripping out the wires off of 5G towers. I saw that video. That was quite interesting. Well, you know, our Father did tell us we're going to have help. Okay, we're going to get help from unexpected areas. That's where I'm putting my faith. Because, again, if you look at what's going on from human eyes, it looks like we can't win. I know that. Things look bleak. All this stuff's going on. But I'm going to tell you something. We're still here. We're still breathing. Psalm 91 still exists. Psalm 149 still exists. Psalm 23 still exists. Psalm 83 towards our enemies still exists. Our Father is still king. And we, his children, acquiesced to the Antichrists. And that's why this stuff's going on. I know we can look at Washington and all the major capitals of the world with the so-called developed nations with all of their people like Justin Trudeau, who's another piece of shit, satanic soy boy. Merkel, another child of hell. The leader over there in Great Britain, another child of hell. They're all part of it. All of them are. They wouldn't get to where they're at if they weren't part of it, folks. Just like George Carlin said in his comedy routines, that's probably why they assisted him out of this world early. He was getting a little too close to the truth. It's a great big game. It's all a great big club. And the membership get all the rewards, and you and me aren't part of that club. None of us are. Get it through your heads. They're not going to save the day. And if you're counting on police and military doing the right thing, well, that's shaky ground, folks. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't good people in there. Like I said, that police officer in Washington State, God bless him. That sheriff's deputy that interviewed with John X. Army, God bless him. He basically said, if they come to take anybody out of my house or inject my people with a vaccine, they're going to wish they hadn't come. Hallelujah for that sheriff's deputy. Hallelujah. I pray protection. I pray a soldier's psalm and a soldier's ransom on every single fighter, especially the men and women in uniform. We've talked about this many times. This is a difficult time for those folks because they're going to threaten them with their jobs or pensions. They're going to threaten them possibly with even more than that because they have threatened people with their lives before. Look what they did to the sailors that came off the USS Liberty. They threatened them personally and they threatened their families if they told the truth about the Zionist Israelis trying to sink that ship and killing those sailors. And that was back in the 1960s. That was under Lyndon Johnson, who was another rat-faced piece of shit Jew that was a part of our government, okay? Yeah, him and Lady Bird, both of them, rat-faced pieces of shit Jews, sold this country down the river. And we were sound asleep. Why? Oh, because the money was flowing. Beer was flowing. Wine was flowing. Hey, party hardy. See, we've been busy playing as the Antichrist kingdom arose. There was nobody to stop it. Our people are too busy trying to get material goods. Well, guess what? It's vaporizing right now in front of you. And if you don't learn the old ways, if you don't rethink, repent, and figure out how to do with less and live a little closer to the land, a little closer to each other, watch out for each other, learn to barter. I bartered just the other day. I did some mechanical work for a neighbor, and I was given some gifts as a barter. Okay? Works great. It's more fun. No bankers involved. No interest is paid. No rat-faced Jew bankers involved. No rat-faced Jew in the government's involved. It's just Israelite to Israelite. I'll tell you, it was fun. I kind of laughed about it. If you'd have seen what we bartered for, you would have laughed your ass off. It was funny. But the point of it was fun. Okay? This is just us getting our asses kicked to get back to where we should have been all along, folks. It's not just the Antichrist and the New World Order. They're doing what they do because it's in their DNA. Okay? These are psychopaths. They have no empathy. They have no remorse. Okay? That's just what they do. Just what they do. They get away with this because the righteous are too afraid to take the sword and put them to the sword like it belongs. Okay, they're rabid dogs. Okay, you can't recondition a psychopath. You can't. A zebra, or I shouldn't say a zebra, a leopard cannot change its spots. Okay, it says so in the Bible. A psychopath is a psychopath. Period. There's two seeds of people upon this earth, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, two seeds, diametrically opposed seeds. If you can't see the diametrically opposed positions in this world today, you're blind as a bat. You've got the hardcore communists, satanic, blood-drinking, adrenochrome, pedophile group over here trying to rule the world. And you got everybody else over here on the other side. They're completely diametrically opposed. The problem is, in this mind game, we think we have to play fair. We think that they have a right because they bought their way up through government positions to tell us what to do. We think that just because somebody comes to our driveway with a badge and a uniform and a gun, that they have a right to come into our house or on our property. No, they don't. We don't have to play fair. Nowhere is it written that it says we have to play fair with the Antichrists. Nowhere. Nowhere. Just the opposite. What did David say about the enemies of Yahweh? King David, the one he loved, more than any other mortal man, except possibly John, King David. He said, I hate your enemies with a perfect hatred. And remember, Romans 13, when properly translated, says that we are only to give obedience to a godly government. Is there anybody in the listening audience out here that thinks these people are godly? These people that are telling us that we must obey all of these asshole draconian laws and that we have to allow this so-called tracking to go on and we must allow this and that or they might take our family? No. To be quite honest, they need to be met with force. If you want to know the truth, they should be met with force. They should be met with militia. They should be met with knives and swords and pitchforks. That's what they should be met with because they are antichrists. They're not here for your benefit. That's a mind game, people. It's a mind game. Ralph says here, I think Trudeau is a tall girl, that is, girl turned male, and his so-called wife is a tranny. Well, as sick and demented as that piece of garbage is, I don't doubt his body's full of chemicals. You know, when they transition, they do that chemically. Okay? They do that chemically. Well, can you imagine? Now, think about how powerful these medicines and these drugs and stuff that they get. Think about to transition from one sex to another. You're full of chemicals. You don't think that affects their brains? Now, Trudeau is a complete... He's nothing. He's disgusting, actually. Every time I see his mug on the screen, it's like, ugh. He's so far from a true leader. I wouldn't buy a used car from that piece of shit, let alone call him prime minister. He should be over there under the skirt of the Queen. That's where he belongs. He's not doing anything for the Canadians, that's for sure. Let's see. Ralph says here there's a zero hedge. The future economy may depend on ancient doctrines of the past, which is basically bartering. Oh, thanks, Ralph. I'll have to check that out later on. But the old ways, folks, the old ways are the better ways. We got caught into a trap. We got sucked up into this materialism, this what the Bible calls the delicacies of the whore of Babylon. We got seduced by the whore. She talked to us sweet with all the talking and trusted voices, the talking heads with the trusted voices. Talk to us how important and how much they care. We care so much we're going to force your kids into school, whether you like it or not. We're going to get them inoculated, whether you like it or not. We're going to send them to fight in our wars, whether you like it or not, because, you know, we care. We're going to burn 17 children in Waco alive because we care. We're going to firebomb Dresden, Germany, because we care. Hundreds of thousands of old people and children and women burned alive in Dresden, Germany in World War II, because we care. We care so much. The ancient rules of warfare was you were never to take the war to the civilians. That's back in the Middle Ages when people were supposed to be heathens. Back in the Middle Ages, war was between combatants, not civilians. Combatants only, until the Jew showed up. Now we firebomb whole cities, and there's not even combatants in it, just because they can get away with it. I'm going to tell you, Obadiah makes it very clear, and so did Yahshua the Christ. The world will never become normal, according to God's law, as long as that group of people walks this earth. Okay? Now, a lot of people say, well, Dan, you sound like you're anti-Jewish. Well, I read the book, and the book says they're to be exterminated. Or are you telling me that Obadiah is a liar, that Ezekiel is a liar, and that Malachi is a liar, and that Christ himself is a liar? Is that what you're going to tell me? Because that's who I'm quoting. I'm also quoting George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and other founding fathers, because they saw what this group of people did to Europe. If you read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, tell me that isn't their plan. If you listen to what the rabbis of late have been saying, we are the slaves to the Jew. The Jew is the only one worthy of running this world. Those are their words, folks, not mine. Not mine. So unless you want to be a slave and allow these demented, sick creatures decide what's good for you, and take a look at Fauci when I'm talking about this kind of things, that kind of creature, or a Mike Bloomberg creature, or a de Blasio creature, or a Cuomo creature, or Feinstein creature, or Pelosi creature, those are the kind of creatures that we're talking about. Now, if you think they're going to actually be looking out for your best interests and make rational and moral decisions, well, then you support the Antichrist. Go ahead. I, on the other hand, don't see that. And so my promise to the King of Kings was that I would tell you what I see, and you can do what you want. Or as my naturopathic doctor tells me, I'm laying the gift on the table. What you do with it is your business. I'm laying the gift of what the Father reveals to me on the table. What you do with it is your business. You're not going to affect me one way or the other. I never one day in my life put my trust in the arm of flesh saving me. I knew that 30 years ago. I could trust no arm of flesh, meaning no institution, police, sheriffs, government, church, so-called Christians, most of whom are not. Okay? None of them I could trust. The only thing I could trust was to be as righteous as I knew how and to tell the truth as best as I could, as I promised I would. And in return for that, I will rely on Psalm 91. I will rely on Psalm 23, because I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death every day of my life. And I've said to the Father in prayer many times, what he does with my life is his business. He gave me life. I had nothing to do with it. He gave me life, and he can take it anytime he wants. If he wants to turn me over to the enemy, he can do that too. He can do that too. I cannot complain one way or the other. However, I do find it interesting that through the years, it sure does appear like the Father intervenes in the life of his children. Virtually every single person I know who's a true believer and truly loves the Father and his law, and I'm talking about his whole law, not just bits and pieces like the cafeteria Christians. They just pick out the ones they want that day. But the whole law, including the food laws and everything else, most of those people seem to do okay. Now, like me, I don't have a great big pile of money. I don't ride around in a super expensive car. Okay, but I'm okay with that. I don't need those things. I'm happy just to get up every morning and say, hallelujah, Father, thank you. I got another day to work and to meet people, learn new things, tell more truth, research, do shows, help neighbors, help my friends, help my family. You see, we're supposed to be servants before we want to be leaders. Isn't that what he said? Those that are willing to be last will be made first. I have no desire to be first. I'll bring up the rear. I got no problem with that. I look at myself as a servant for the king and a servant for my people. And anybody that has ever known me for any length of time knows that's my attitude. Every single day of my life, I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to help them be better people, to be armed with truth, to have a better life, help fix their car, help fix their house, help fix their health, whatever fixing needs to be fixed. That's where I get my joy. And if all of us would do that, guess what? We become the change we want to see in this world, don't we? We become the change. You see, the Antichrist has to work by deception. That's why we're saying this is all a mind game. Everything you see going on is a mind game. That's how he has to do what he does. He has no authority, just like these police and these governors and mayors and all and the things they're doing. They have no authority. It's a mind game. They puff up with all this bravado and everything else, hoping you'll buy it. Hoping you'll buy it. Who was it? Somebody, was it? I don't know if it was Colonel Potter or not. Somebody, one of the channels I was watching, he said they went into a store. They were the only one in there without a mask. The only one. And they just walked in and they were all prepared. And I guess not till we got up to the checkup counter and the girl behind the checkout counter kind of gave him some looks and said some things about being irresponsible and all that. And he goes, "Lady, I'm going to tell you something. That mask is not doing you a damn bit of good. And it sure as hell isn't protecting you. And I don't need protection. So you can take your attitude and shove it." He had other people. He looked around and other people in the store started taking off their mask. You see, it took one person. One person willing to stand up and say something commonsensical and with authority. And it gave everybody else courage. You see, courage is contagious. Courage is contagious. Faith, and I'm talking about real faith, not this phony baloney stuff that's done in these churches. Real faith. Real faith in the Father breeds courage, which again is contagious. They not only are going to come to you and want to be around you because of your courage, they're also going to want to know, what is the source of your courage? Why do you have this courage? Why do you know for sure this and that? Now, the low IQ, uninformed, uninitiated, low discernment sycophant, like that teller at the store, they're never going to get it. All they know how to do is go along with the herd, the ones watching the flat screens, mesmerized, with their brains completely turned to mush. Okay? They're never going to get it. But the people that do matter in this world, they're going to say, "Whoa, I like that courage. I like that, because you know what? I thought all this is bullshit myself. And now I know I'm not alone." You see, that they want us to think, here again, deception. They want us to think we're alone, when in fact we are the majority. We are. So hang in there, folks, hang in there, and we'll do the best we can as we go forward. Again, I'll try to have more guests and stuff come on. Oh, that's right, Ralph says here, Joe Imbriano, who is the Fullerton Informer, he's a guest on the Pirate of the Caribbean video. Well, that would be a good one then, because he does a really bang-up job. He's another guy with courage. So it's amazing. I'm checking some notes I got here coming in. Let's see. Okay, well, we got some listeners tonight. All right. So that's good to know. Now, here's the other thing. Numbers don't matter. King David was cursed when he numbered his, he did a census when Father Yahweh told him not to. Now, why do you think Father Yahweh would not want somebody to take a census? Well, because now your faith's in what? your arm of flesh again. Okay? He just got done telling you through the Psalms, Proverbs, and everything else that lean not unto your own understanding, but trust the Father. But you're going to go out there and count your men in your kingdom so you know how many soldiers you have, as if the numbers matter. Gideon should have told you numbers don't matter. Go read the story about Gideon in your Bible again. Again, I love that story. Gideon started out with over 30,000 troops. 30,000 troops. He was still greatly outnumbered, but he had 30,000 troops. What did Yahweh do? Gideon? Nope, that's too many. What? What do you mean? I only got 30-some thousand. They've got 100-and-some thousand. I told you, Gideon, you got too many troops. I want you to send all the timid ones home. Those that don't have courage, don't have discernment, don't trust me. Send the timid home. That knocked his force down to about 10,000. So he went from 30-some thousand down to 10,000. So he lost two-thirds, approximately. Two-thirds. Does that sound familiar? Is there any prophecies that you've read about here lately where it talks about two-thirds? Okay. Well, anyway, Gideon's force is now down to 10,000. So he's going, well, all right, Father Yahweh, you say that I'm going to win with 10,000. You still got too many, Gideon. Oh, wait a minute. I only got 10,000. What are you talking about? I'm sorry. That's still too many. Tell you what, take them all down there. It's hot. It's a hot day. Take them down by the creek and tell them to go ahead and drink some water. Oh, okay, I'll do that, but what then? Well, when they go down to drink, if they put their sword and their shield and spear up on the bank and they go over and stick their face down in the water like a dog, send them home. But if they keep their weaponry at the ready, and they reach down and bring the water up to their face so that their eyeballs never leave the horizon. Bring the water up and they'll drink like a bird with their eyes always watching for the cat, always looking for the adversary, always on the alert. Those are the one you're going to take into battle, Gideon. Now he's down to 300. One out of 100 that he started out with. One out of 100 had both courage and wisdom. But they were victorious. And even better than that, they did not lose a man in the coming battle. Did not lose a man in the coming battle. Can you imagine that? A force? Now, the numbers vary. Somewhere around 180,000 of the enemy. And he's got 300. But Yahweh intervened and gave him a battle plan to go by. And when they followed the instructions to the letter with these men with wisdom and courage, they not only defeated the enemy, they put him to flight and slew them as they ran away and did not lose a single man of their own. You know, we talk about the lying pen of the scribes a lot of times, and I've often wondered about this. You know, the modern-day church world likes to talk like we're supposed to be martyrs and willing to die for our cause and all. Who benefits with that kind of attitude? Who benefits? The enemy, maybe? You know, they'll talk about, well, you know, all the prophets, they were sawn in two and tortured and burned and boiled alive, and all the apostles died horrible deaths and all that. You think so? Or is that another lie? Is that another lie to get us to think like defeatists? Is that another lie that says I can prove my love for the Father in the way I allow the enemy to capture me and torture me and kill me? Who benefits from that kind of mentality? The enemy does. I like to look at it this way. Okay, I don't have a time machine, neither do you. So I look at things a little differently. Psalm 91 always has stuck with me for some reason. One, it's the soldier's psalm. And I could go into a 20-minute talk on how that came about. But that psalm says just the opposite. So does Psalm 149. So does Psalm 23. Okay, now, does the enemy stick us with pricks and thorns because we're of the Father? Yeah, just like right now, yeah. There's people who call us names, maybe look at us funny, blah, 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 who cares? That doesn't mean they win. That doesn't mean that they conquer us. That doesn't mean we have to allow them to kill us. I look at it the other way around. I don't think we're going to lose a man. What we are is a Gideon army of his soldiers. We are Gideon warriors, folks. You've got to start thinking like a Gideon warrior. We're going to be in a hell of a fight here. These people aren't going to go away. They're Satanists. The good news is they're not very good soldiers. They only do what they do when they outnumber their opponents about 50-1. No, they got a lot of bravery then when they're raping and torturing and they've got some little 12-year-old child tied up and there's 50 of them sitting around. Oh, they got lots of courage then. Tormenting that child or tormenting that woman or that man. Oh, they got courage there, all right. But not on a battlefield, they don't. Not when we know who the enemy is. Not when we have our shields up. Not when we have our swords sharpened. No, they don't have courage then. They're cowards, just like all psychopaths. They want somebody else to do the fighting and the bleeding and the dying. Just like right now, they want the low-level military guys and the sheriff's department guys, the deputies, and the police officers to put all that Darth Vader gear on and be the force of the New World Order against us. Because they're not going to die, those Kabbalists up there in their ivory towers. It'll be the guys in uniform and wearing all that gear down on the field. So they don't care how many of us and how many of those police officers die in all this. We're the Gideon warriors. I'm looking at how we're going to win this fight, and we don't lose a man. I think that's where our head should be. And Yahweh can use this adversity to purify his children. Okay? It's, you know, how many times did he use people like Nebuchadnezzar? Was Nebuchadnezzar a good guy? No, he wasn't. Was Sargon a good guy? No, last time I checked, he wasn't. All right? So, could all of this stuff, even though it's New World Order driven, could Yahweh turn it around and use it for good? For his people, he can. Isn't that what Scripture says? Everything that happens is for a reason. Nothing by accident. And everything is for the good for those who what? Love the Father. See, that's the key thing that's missing in a lot of people's lives. They wonder why all this is hurting them and punishing them, and they're so distraught, and some of them are killing themselves because they don't have the Father. They haven't reached out and asked the Father to enter their lives. They have not reached a relationship with the living God. It's really that simple. It's sad, though. It's sad that he gives life and he can give it abundantly and he can protect here and now if you just ask. But see, people want it their way. They want to keep it going. They want to be like Lot's wife. I want to go back. Sodom and Gomorrah was where all the shopping malls were, where all the junk coming in from China sold by these Jewish merchants. Yeah, I want to drive a nice new fancy car made in Korea, and the Jew bankers and the Jew auto dealers will make all the big profits. Yeah, I want all that. I don't want to go with you up into the hills. Well, Lot's wife got her wish. She's still standing today, a big pile of salt. Whether it's figurative or not doesn't matter. The point of it is she was destroyed for her disobedience to her husband, for one thing, and for her love of Babylon. Okay? If you love this Babylonian system full of its degeneracy and all of its mockery of the living God and all this, well, you're going to partake of the plagues that are coming. And you think what these lousy pieces of dog meat have planned for us, you think that's bad? What do you think Father's got planned for them? And for those who go along with this. Why do you think the scriptures call it weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth? Why do you think it refers to it as the smoke of their torment? I don't know about you, but I've been burnt before in fires when I got too close to a big bonfire. That hurts like hell. It's figurative, folks. It's figurative. And like I said, adversity is what the Father uses to purify His children. Now, the rest of the people who use that fire to destroy them because they have not asked for His intervention in their lives. But for His children, what are we like? Silver. Isn't that what Scripture says? We're silver. What does the refiner do with his silver? He puts the flame under it. Ouch. That's hot. But it's not so hot that it destroys us. This stuff we see going on about with all these absolute demonic people running around with their idiotic things they want to do, it'll hurt, it'll singe, but it does not destroy. Because he wants you to clean up your act. He wants you to take better care of that body he gave you. He wants you to meditate and pray. He wants you to think upon him and his law. And he wants your obedience to him and not to the Antichrist. And he'll apply the heat until you get it right. Or it consumes you. He'll turn that heat up slowly, slowly, slowly until you get it. If you don't get it, eventually it'll destroy you. If you do get it, it'll burn off the bad things that you've been involved in, and it'll purify you. And I love the part of the scripture where a woman asked the silversmith one time about that scripture, and she said, well, okay, it makes perfect sense why the Bible says we're like silver in the refiner's fire. But how do you know when the silver is pure? The best line of all. How do you know when the silver is pure? And the silversmith said, when I see my reflection in the silver. When Yahweh sees a reflection of himself in you, your language, your character, your deportment, when he sees a reflection of himself in your life, he takes the fire away. As a nation of people, as a race of people, when he sees a reflection of him in you, these little gnats, these little termites, these little mosquitoes that are nagging us and biting at us, vanish. Exterminated. So the key to getting rid of the antichrists that are annoying us and destroying this world is called repentance. Repentance. Again, not rocket science, is it, folks? It really isn't. Let's see, we got some more notes here from Ralph. He says, my opinion, we have been cursed by the Romans 13 and Revelation 13 hammer. My opinion is both chapters are misinterpreted. A lot of misinterpretation. They could not even sink the unarmed Liberty with a massive force. That's true. Ralph's right. The USS Liberty was machine gunned, bombed, and torpedoed by the Israelis for 2 hours. And the USS Liberty was an intelligence ship. It had almost no armament on it at all. Almost unbelievably, 2 hours of that strafing, and they even strafed the lifeboats that were being lowered into the water and men were getting into them. They even came by with their torpedo boats and planes and strafed them with machine gun fire. That's how monstrous these people are. And yet, that ship made it back to port. And most of the men alive. They killed, I think, 70, maybe less than that, were killed, and about 170 wounded. So they took some, there was bloodshed, don't get me wrong, but there was no help. And when the United States Navy was called upon help, the White House under Lyndon Johnson told them to stand down and let the Israelis have their way, basically. That's when you tell the White House to stick it up your ass, I'm going to go save my men. Lyndon Johnson or whoever, doesn't matter. You see, that's when real men would tell the commander-in-chief, you're out of line. You tell me not to save our guys on a ship being strafed by these bastard Israelis? You can stick it up your butt, Mr. Johnson, and the rest of those Jews in your White House cabinet. You see, but we haven't learned that lesson yet. We still hold that political position as if that makes them a god, as if that's something we should obey, or that is something that can tell us what to do when our own hearts know what to do. The laws are written on our hearts, folks. It's not rocket science. Please, it's not. Angel says Yahweh laughs at him. Well, yeah, Yahweh does. Crazy times. There's no doubt about it. It's crazy times. But again, look for the silver lining in the clouds, folks. Count your blessings. Every night when your head hits that pillow, count your blessings. That's what I do every night. I don't watch television, first of all, so that helps me a lot. I don't listen to radio, so that helps me a lot. Even this stuff on the tube, these good men and all with their YouTube channels, I still take that in doses. I'll spend more time in prayer and thought and rational thinking about the world I see, not the invisible, which can be an illusion. Whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. It's still an illusion. Prayer. Clean up your act. Clean up your diets. Get those pineal glands back into good working form so you can hear from the high command, especially now. Okay? Because this could be a rough road, but then again, like I said, look at the silver lining in every cloud. I've heard from family and people I care about, all of a sudden, after years and decades of trying to talk to them, are now starting to get it because things have gotten that bad. There's more talk about family farms and getting out of Babylon. There's more talk about communities. There's more talk about public banking and get out of this whole Babylonian Jewish banking nonsense. There's more talk about citizen grand juries and local sheriffs working with the militia. When the governor is corrupt, guess what? Go down to the county level. When the state government is full of sycophants and liars and misfits and miscreants, well, go around them. All we got to do with Washington, D.C. is turn our backs on Washington, D.C. It'll dry up like a bad tree leaf and blow away. Right? They need us. We don't need them. like the Florida Maquis says, we need to go back to independent states. We don't need Washington, D.C. They need us. And I don't need Tallahassee and the governor's mansion to live. If they're going to be unrighteous or be Israeli sycophants, well, go over to Israel. Put your yarmulke on and go over there and stand by the Wailing Wall with the rest of those sexual degenerates. Get the hell out of Dodge. Okay? You're just a man. You put your pants on the same way I do and every other man does. Your office doesn't mean anything when you're doing the work of the Antichrist. Same thing with the county. If you're doing the work of the Antichrist or you're asking me to do something that's immoral, screw you. You don't have that authority. Nowhere in Scripture does it say we have to give obedience to any level of government that tells you to do something that is immoral. Nowhere. You are on your own, men and women in uniform. You are on your own. When you take up the banner of the communists, shame on you. And there won't be any mercy shown to you. I hope you understand that. When the tide turns, and it will turn, I got news for you. You better believe it's going to turn. And when that tide turns, and even the scriptures talk about it. In fact, there's a commandment in the scriptures that when this thing comes down and Yahweh turns this thing around, we are not to show them mercy. I hope you're listening. There is a commandment that we are not to show them mercy. Why is that, you think? Because it is so ugly. What these people are up to is so bad and so ugly, so far outside of Yahweh's moral law. And they've had plenty of time to repent, and they chose to go the way of the Antichrist. There is no mercy to be shown. I say hallelujah. I hope I am able to be here to see it. I want to be part of it. If not, I'll see it from up on the other side. I'll see it one way or the other, but I'd like to be here to partake in it. I like to think Father put me together and had me go through the things in my life so I could be part of that. But that could be just me and wishful thinking too. Point of it is, it's coming, whether you're ready for it or not. So you better be mentally and physically and spiritually prepared, folks. It's a mind game. Get your mind where it's supposed to be. Get that third eye, that pineal gland, right there in your forehead, right above the bridge of your nose. That third eye, that antenna, clean it up. Get right. Get in communication with the high command. He'll take that fear away. He'll give you a smile on your face and let you know that you're his children. He doesn't abandon his children. Keep praying Psalm 91. You'll see 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, but it will not come unto you. Amen? And with that, I think I'm going to close it up for tonight. Unless somebody has something they want to say, let me know here in about the next 30, 40 seconds. But like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on. And please note the changes I talked about at the beginning of the show. I'm not going to be sending out a whole lot of email lately because Gmail and now Yahoo. I got a bad virus and malware because of the Yahoo. So I don't want to go to Yahoo at all anymore. And I'm sending out my ecclesia.org and my protonmail.com addresses to everybody. I would rather communicate through those two platforms. And I'm going to eventually get out of the Yahoo ones altogether because I just can't send out bulk mail very easily. They're just making it difficult. And so go to the website. Go to the website, PastorDan.net. Fisher, a fisherman of souls, a fisherman of warriors for the kingdom. A fisherman uses net. So just think of that, a net. So PastorDan.net, not com, not org, net. And that's where the schedules for shows will be and news items will be, and that way you don't have to worry about my clogging up your inbox and stuff, because it's a sign of the times, okay? We have to be flexible, like good soldiers, like Gideon's men were, okay? When the enemy's throwing us curveballs, we have to be flexible. We gotta, like we used to do in baseball, you gotta choke up on that bat and follow that ball wherever it goes and get the head of that bat on that ball. You can't take a full swing at it like a fastball. You gotta choke up and be able to get that bat head around there quickly, because that ball is going to be moving. Okay, the enemy's throwing us curveballs. That doesn't mean that they're going to win, though, does it? I've seen people hit home runs on a curveball. All right. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share. We thank you and ask a blessing, because everybody's got a lot of consternation and fear, anxiety. Don't go to the doctors. Don't do the pharmaceuticals. Please keep that poison out. That young man that killed himself the other day, that SGT report talked about, he had been going to a psychiatrist. So guess what? He was on antidepressants. What are the side effects of antidepressants? Suicidal tendencies. Drugs, pharmakia, sorcery, black magic. Stay away from it. There's natural things, there are miracles, there are get in prayer and walk with the Father. You won't need all those things, folks. Help our people to understand that, Father Yahweh. It's not that hard to figure out. Why do we complicate everything? This is a mind game. Purify the mind, simplify the mind. Life gets a whole lot better. Be appreciative of what you have. Not lamenting what you don't have. Father Yahweh, you give us what we need, not what we want. And sometimes it's like Garth Brooks said in that song. Sometimes the answer, the best answer is unanswered prayer. The best things come from unanswered prayer. Give us good discernment as we go forward, Father, that we can see through all this lies and deception, because there certainly is a bunch of it. Give us strength and courage, and like Gideon, let the warriors rise up, the wise and the brave warriors, as we prepare for the day that you give us the green light to go after these people. You have us restrained at the moment, and it's for your purposes. You watch over your children, we know that. Let the men prepare for the day of battle, as it's coming soon, when we will be turned loose on these antichrist sons of bitches, and we're going to put them to the sword, because that's what they deserve. We pray for that day to be soon. We pray for your coming to be soon. And we pray that you would sit upon the throne and we just get rid of this whole notion of man ruling over man, because obviously we are unfit for that duty. You are the King of Kings. You are the government, all of the government we need. Be our master, be our friend, be our Father. Forgive us for the things that we've done and said, and for being so silly as to ask for an earthly king. Watch over our families. Help those who are in distress. Help those who are sick. And protect us from our enemies. We ask all this in the name of the one and only Yahweh, our King and Savior. Hallelujah.